Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome into the program. The head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn, joins us live this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Hugh.
How you doing this morning?
Ready to roll, man. Prep underway, and we're excited to get this week's preparation in, man. And we're really looking forward to getting back at home in front of the crowd. It was cool to see them light it up in the way that they did in our first division game, and now we need to turn it up even more.
You know, we would certainly want to talk about the Saints and everything that's going on, but I do want to go back, just touch on one thing last week. Coach, for you, how big was it to win that game, this rivalry, you know, the division opener? How big was that for you and your team?
Well, we knew going into this season and last two that this division is going to be hard-fought, battling for it, and so that was just the first one of them. And so we know as you go through this division, all of them have a special spot, and so it was hard-fought, as much like we expected it to be, and oftentimes those ones go right down, you know, to the end in the fourth quarter, and so it was good to see the guys, you know, finish the way that they did.
Yeah, there's no question your team is no doubt resilient. Coach, how did Duke Riley grade out last week?
You know, we were pleased with the production standpoint, Hugh. I think he ended up with, you know, 9 or 10 tackles. There's definitely a few things to clean up from a consistency standpoint. He had one missed tackle that ended up being a touchdown later on in the game. So I'd say there's some on-the-job training, but by and large, I loved how he communicated, loved how he controlled all the, you know, the front. And they have a difficult scheme, especially in the run game. So I was pleased to see that. And so he's going to keep getting better and better as we're going. He's really into it. You guys have been around him some. You feel his energy and his intent. So I thought for his first extended role, he did a nice job.
How are Tack and Derek Shelby mending up, Coach?
Yeah, so Tack and Derek, you know, both left. And so we're going to treat both of them as day-to-day. You know, as we go through parts of walkthrough or not, you know, what can they do? But that's kind of where we're at right now, Hugh, with those guys. We're just going to give them all the time they need to see if we can, you know, get them back and up, you know, for this weekend.
All right, we're talking with Dan Quinn, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Go ahead and expound on that, Coach. Give me kind of the Wednesday rundown on your team, if you can.
Sure. Well, I guess the big news was that we were really, you know, bummed for Andy Levitre. He's such a good guy, and as good as a player he is on the field, he's as impactful off the field. And so since we traded for him back in 15, what a good leader he's been, what a consistent guy he's been. So we're really bummed that, you know, he injured his tricep and would be out. Wes Schweitzer will take over that role, just like he did in the game on Sunday. You knew how I feel about Wes and the battle he put in with Brandon at the right guard spot. I thought he came in and did a nice job at the left guard spot. But that was the big news for us. We're disappointed for Andy. We're fortunate that we have a player of Wes's caliber, you know, who's got plenty of starting experience to step in. But still, we're all disappointed for Andy. We love him, and so we're really bummed for him.
You know, we're talking with head coach Dan Quinn. And how great was it to see last week, you know, the return to that kind of MVP level of Matt Ryan, everything he was doing? I mean, did you hold your breath when he went to the end zone and, you know, spinning around and getting tackled and all that kind of stuff?
No, that's the competitor. You guys know that. When he sets his jaw and he goes for it, he is all in 100% of the time. So, you know, for all of us, not just Matt, we all have a standard that we want to play to, coach to. And so it was good to see, you know, him have a good game, really rock solid. I thought, you know, kind of behind the scenes, the story, I thought the offensive line, you know, did a good job, you know, the run game, the play action, and keeping Matt clean. Those are a big part of all of us playing well. You know, I thought that was, you know, underlying behind the scenes, the offensive line.
You know, there's no question offensive line played well, Coach, but you had to get a little nervous when you see your quarterback out there running, spinning, taking those hits. I know you get nervous when you see that.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to see the helicopter going around for him spinning, but you know, those are the moments that, you know, you do go battle for it and go. So, you know, we're not putting in the zone read or anything for him anytime soon, but I do love his competitive style.
Dan Quinn joining us this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We already know, Coach, my mantra, this is just mine, not anybody else, just as a Falcons fan, no complaints, no excuses. It's what I'm telling the fans. You just got to go forward here. It's already difficult to contain Drew Brees when your team's at 100. But you've got to try to do that now. So how do you try and contain and keep him in a bottle?
Well, it's a big challenge. You know, he's already completing over 80% of his passes, and that's really what makes him so unique, John, is his ability to know where to go with the ball. But it's a number of things that you do that. It's disguise, consistent pressure, you know, good tackling, you know, all of that, you know, factors in, you know, the way they feature, you know, the players with Thomas, you know, that and Kamara, like how do they feature the guys? He's a terrific competitor. And so through the years, we love competing against him and New Orleans. You know, their offense is really intact. They've got an excellent system, much like we do defensively. And so it's head-to-head, battling for it, and it's why coaching and playing in the NFL is so much fun for these kind of matchups.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know what, Coach, I know you touched on it a little bit earlier in the interview, but how big was the crowd participation in that game last Sunday against the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, it was really big, and I think it was like exactly like I hoped it would be. You know, lit up at the end of the game, people on their feet. You felt the energy from the crowd, and the players, you know, want to respond and give that energy back. So I couldn't have been more pumped with that. And so now the challenge is let's take it up a notch, you know, for this weekend and see if we can make this stadium, you know, the most difficult to play in, loud, and, you know, just that feeling. We all know what that feels like when you feel that kind of energy in the building. So we're calling on it again, and we'll do our part as a team to help. But it was awesome.
You know, Coach, we've been speaking, Hugh and I and everybody on the station, about Tampa's start to the year. Last year it was, you know, a three-team race. This already looks like it could be a season-long four-team race through this division.
Yeah, I think you always should think that way. And so our mantra is expect the expected. You know, like we expect this to be a hard-fought, you know, NFC South, and it's going to go all the way down to the end, you know, likely. That's usually when good teams are matched up, that's how it goes. So that's a long time away, and so our focus this week is really just narrowed in on just today. You know, can we throw the best practice we've had, all the preparation? We just stay true to this process, John, that we go through to get ready. And so we just kind of do it one day at a time and throw everything we can into today. And then, you know, just all of our focus on the weekend. We'll let the extended stuff for you and the fans to have some good stuff to talk about. But for us and everybody inside this building, it's locked and getting ready for this weekend.
Talking with Dan Quinn about the Saints and Falcons Sunday at 1 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This rivalry, Coach, I know we talk about it a lot, but the more you go on, now your fourth year, do you get more vested in this rivalry, Coach, as you grow? You understand that, you know, the kind of underrated nastiness of this rivalry?
I 100% do, and I think that's what makes it even more fun and more enjoyable because of the fan bases, the players. You know, like in this instance, you know, talking about, like, for instance, even the quarterback, these guys have battled against each other for years, and so those are what make, like, the NFL so much fun, man, to have these kind of rivalries right there for it, and you'll get one at each place each year, and the fans get tuned up for that. So we're up first and at home at our spot. And so let's make the environment, you know, everything it should be for a big rivalry game.
Yeah, talking about this rivalry game, and you and I were talking about the front-loaded nature of this schedule, you know, with all these division games up front and what it means to have, you know, games against Carolina and New Orleans, you know, so
yeah, and against the Saints. So, coaches, everything that happened with the Saints, that's from last year. That's not carrying over to this year, is it? We're good with that. What happened in the past is in the past.
You know what? It's all about the preparation for this game. I think you never forget, Hugh, but we're really focused and ready to get rocking. So we love the matchup. We can't wait for it. So we've got a lot of work to do this week. They're an excellent team, and they've got playmakers, you know, on all three phases on teams. They're a return game. On defense, they've got rushers. They've got good DBs. They've added a linebacker. Offensively, say no more than, you know, Breeze and what Thomas is doing, what Kamara is doing. So they got playmakers all over. We've got plenty of work to do in our preparation.
Yeah, you talk about the matchups here. So what is one, Dan Quinn, what is the one area you think, as you look at this matchup with this team in this game, that you have to excel at this week? Where do you have to be really good to win this game?
I think on both sides of the line of scrimmage, because of the, you know, explosive nature of their offense, the explosive nature of our offense, you know, like both lines of scrimmage, offensive line, defensive line, when you're playing quarterbacks of this caliber, that's usually a real factor in the game. And let's face it, these guys are two of the very best at what they do. And so I always think big guys first, Hugh. And, you know, how can the offensive line, defensive line, that battle that goes within the game, I think that'll be a real factor.
Oh, it always starts in the trenches, John. You know that. That's where the game is won and lost, that in the trenches.
Yeah, down
love
in the trenches.
Love it.
We look forward to it. Here we go again. Saints and Falcons. Coach, we'll see you a little bit later on today. Do appreciate you taking a few minutes. We're all going to catch our breath and put our foot in the ground and hopefully go. Thanks, Coach.
You got that right. All right, get after it, guys. See you later on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.